Hi there, and welcome to the Grief and Rebirth podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie Barnhart, along with author and trauma survivor, Irene Weinberg. We're here to encourage you wherever you are on your healing journey. In each episode, we will chat with incredible grief and trauma specialists, healers, mediums, and celebs, as well as remarkable people who have inspiring healing stories to share. If you're looking for a podcast that's both uplifting and inspiring, you found us. Let us help you find your joy in life.
All right. So, Irene, hello. Welcome back to another, a new season, actually, not another session, a whole new season. Can you believe we've already done a whole season of these podcasts already?
Well, it's really exciting and wonderful because we've been getting such marvelous feedback, and I'm so thrilled that we're helping and enlightening so many people.
I agree.
And,
I feel
so rewarding.
Yeah, it's really fascinating, even just our first series, and I'm excited to kick off our second one tonight. But like you said, just the ones that we've already had have just been, I mean, I've learned a lot personally, but you know how you're taking me on my spiritual journey here, right into 2018.
Yes.
And we've had some fun. We did our horses there live on Facebook earlier this year on New Year's Day, actually. So I don't know if any of you guys follow us on Facebook yet, but if you haven't, you can still go back to Irene and I's pages for now, or even see them on our website. You can see how we did a live healing session with horses in New Jersey.
And we'll be doing others also so that people can actually see, maybe when we get together one day with Gail, who's going to be on our podcast in a moment, we can also do a demonstration or talk about it because we want to bring it to everyone and show people the possibilities that are out there for them. And,
yeah, so
and not only do you heal, but it's fun.
So let's jump in. Gail, you're going to introduce her in a second. She does hypnotherapy, which is another level to all of these really interesting and fascinating ways to heal out there that people just probably don't know about. I've never heard about. So I'm very intrigued to hear how she's helping people, especially because I've heard that she helps people let go of control, which we all know is one of my main problems.
Mm-hmm. So, and how you heal and let go of certain issues in your life and certain things that have happened to you.
Well, that's very hard for me to just let go. And I guess that's what I'm here for, right? For us to learn. So let's welcome Gail. Are you there?
I certainly am.
Hi, Gail.
Hey, Gail. Thanks
for joining us again.
I want to personally say that I've known Gail. Gail, I actually used one of Gail's hypnotherapy. She's actually not only a hypnotherapist, but she's a hypnocounselor, and I've used one of her programming tapes that helped me a great deal a while ago, and I really wanted to share what she does with all of you out there because it is so wonderful and helpful, and she's actually founded a reprogramming hypnosis system which facilitates a person's self-healing and self-empowerment, and we are all for self-healing and self-empowerment. So, Gail, why don't you start to tell us what is it that you do and begin by explaining what the subconscious is and how can people trust hypnosis? Doesn't that mean they lose control?
Well, no, that doesn't mean they lose control. Actually, let me start at the beginning and I'll get to that answer. Let me tell you first what the subconscious is because we hear so much about it and no one has been able to find a place in the brain where they can say there lies your subconscious. It's your subconscious mind. It's different than your conscious mind. So that's one way a dictionary explains it. It's not your conscious mind. Like, for instance, your subconscious is in charge of your whole autonomic system so that when you digest, you don't have to involve telling your body it's time to digest or how to. It just does it automatically. Do you have to think about the next time you're going to blink? No, it does it automatically. So there's something behind the screen that has been programming what your body does. When you get a cut, do you have to tell your body to send that healing to it, to send the antibodies or whatever is necessary? It heals itself after that scab is done healing and then you're back to your regular skin. So we have many things that we're not even aware of that have been like downloaded into our body system. We call it through the subconscious, and it happens automatically. But our computer, when we were designed, put that in place. And as opposed to your conscious mind, where you're aware of everything and you think your thoughts and your actions are only based on your conscious mind, actually, there's a part that that subconscious mind has. And now I'm going to get into hypnosis. Hypnosis is a way to reach what you aren't consciously able to reach, and that is your subconscious mind. Now, you can actually access it through other types of states, such as the alpha state of consciousness, which as soon as you close your eyes and you're ready for sleep, you'll drift into that. When you go deeper, you go into the theta state. And then when you're deep, deep asleep, like really deep, it's delta, which is also the frequency or the consciousness that you're in when you're in surgery. So there are different levels of consciousness. When we transition from our beta consciousness, which is our everyday awareness, and go into the alpha state, we have access to a lot more information. Now, you may notice when you're driving a car 10 miles and you say to yourself, where was I the last 3 miles? Like, you're just not aware of where you were. You were probably in alpha consciousness, much more relaxed and not aware of time. Because when you go into the alpha, theta, and delta, you're not aware of time like you are consciously.
Mm-hmm.
What do we do with hypnosis? First of all, hypnosis is all self-hypnosis. I can't force you, and neither can any other hypnotherapist or hypnosis person, professional, force you to do anything you don't want to do. You won't say anything you don't want to say. I had some work on a family member, a cousin of mine, and when she discovered what was causing her problem through the subconscious hypnosis that we were in, she realized it was something she wanted to keep personal. And I said, that's perfectly fine. And we got rid of what we call it the initiating event was that started her issue. And I call it reprogramming hypnosis. That's my specialty because I really compare it to how a computer works so that everybody understands it so much more easily than something very vague. So anyway, we actually delete what I call our faulty subconscious programs, which are programs, if you can imagine your mind is like a computer, programs that came into your mind, they're part of your subconscious, felt it was either helping you, protecting you, giving you good feelings by choosing that program, whatever. It had to be according to those parameters. And then once that program was in your subconscious, it defended it. Even though it might have gone out of style, even though it's no longer valid, or even if it was hurtful. For instance, if somebody started smoking when they're, let's say, 15, and they were with a group of friends, well, they felt really big and adult-like, and oh boy, they were pulling a wool over their mom's eyes about this. Those good feelings would be perceived by your subconscious. Now, what does it like to do? It likes to give you good feelings. So it chooses a program to give you more motivation, desire, to smoke more often, because it gives you these wonderful, pleasurable feelings. Now, later on, you realize that smoking is not very good for your health and can cause terrible things, but that program's still running. Your subconscious is still defending it because its job description doesn't cover going back and reprogramming on its own. That's up to you to do. And it is possible, and many, many people have done it. Many people don't know they can do it, but hopefully this podcast will let people know it is very, very possible. So anyway, getting back to having control. Think about this. Can you control the weather? No. Can you control a really stubborn person to change their mind? Probably no. Can you control accidents happening? Up to a certain point, but not all. So in life, we can't say a person's able to control everything. But on the other hand, what we are able to control is our perspective on it. What we can control are our own thoughts through how we subconsciously program our minds to be for, I call it, our highest good. So what I would suggest for Stephanie and Irene, if you're not already doing this, is to program that no matter what comes your way, you're able to cope with it and you are fine. Now, with that belief programmed, guess what happens? Anxiety decreases or completely goes away. You have confidence in yourself. You know you'll be able to handle it. Now, is that just like a dream? No. Think about it this way. What does a deer, when the headlights are flashing in front of it? It freezes with fright. Now, if it were thinking clearly, it could jump out of the road, out of the way of that car coming and save its life. But it doesn't because it can't think clearly. It's frozen with fear. Now, that subconscious program I just mentioned before, that you have this belief that you can handle whatever, okay, means that you don't go into panic mode, you relax instantly because you've programmed to do so, and then you can use your intelligence, you can use your creativity, you can use your wisdom from the past and say, hey, I better get out of the way of that car, and you jump. And that's how you can handle all of life's ups and downs, with belief and faith in yourself, with helping you to relax in time of crisis so that you can be the person thinking clearly, and you will feel so much more comfortable living a life where you have peace of mind, harmony, and balance. And these are
so, in other words, Gail, if someone wants to be able to handle things better, or if they want to stop smoking, mm-hmm. you have programs that can reprogram their perspective on these things to help them to be able to change the way they've been handling them before, to be able to stop smoking, to be able to handle those anxiety-producing situations.
Absolutely. And then what I also suggest is every night as you're going to sleep, listen to a hypnosis audio. I am giving as a bonus today one of my very top-selling hypnosis audios called Relax, Release, and Dream On. And it has as a major benefit a release of the negative emotions that you've accumulated, especially during that day, but even going into the back, further back into your past. And what that does is this: all those angers you had, all those disappointments, all those regrets, all those fears, all those negative emotions are still programmed in your subconscious unless you do something to actively release them. That's one of the things that this audio, and in fact every audio that I create, does, because it's so essential. We never want to hold on to those negative emotions. And I do tell people that forgiveness is one of the ways that we cut the cords. If you can imagine there be cords between you and the other person who you're angry at, we cut the cords, we say how we forgive them. And by the way, they'll never know that you actually said it, so it doesn't really matter to them. It's all about you and how you respond, because you are disengaging from all that negativity that's still being fed into your gut or elsewhere because of hatreds, angers, disappointments, regrets, and all of that.
Now, Gail, does somebody take one of your CDs or your tapes and play them while they're sleeping, or they just take an hour or a half an hour during their day and they listen to them? How does that work?
What I actually did this particular audio for clients to listen before they came to me, because that meant, one, they no longer had fears about what hypnosis is. They realized how relaxing it was, how positive it was, how soothing it was. And they listen to it with their eyes open. So they first hear every word that I say to make sure there's nothing that would be terribly upsetting to them or be very negative. And during the actual Relax, Release, Dream On, I tell them if there's anything that in any way contradicts their religious beliefs, their morals, their ethics, they can automatically disregard them, which, by the way, your subconscious does anyway because it knows that that's one of the programs that you have. So, yes, once you've listened to it with your eyes open, and it's a half hour, and then a half hour of music that follows it. It's the background music. So the total is 1 hour worth of relaxation. You can listen to it definitely once during the day and notice how relaxed you get. You can then listen to it every night as you're sleeping. And by the way, if there's somebody in the bed next to you, they'll get the same benefits, whether they ask for them or not, as long as they don't object to having the audio play. It's best, I believe, to play it without earbuds, but sometimes there's no other option because if a partner complains they don't want to hear anything, then you have to be you have to acknowledge their feelings too.
But well, I think this is interesting what you said. I just want to break in really quick because I think this is starting to go a little bit more mainstream. I just want to go back to where you were talking about the cutting the cords and the whole forgiveness thing, because there's currently right now Will Smith, I don't know if you guys saw it, but see here, I'll bring in my younger audience, as you guys all say. And there's a viral video going out right now of Will Smith on Facebook, and it's extremely powerful. And I actually just watched it, and even I was like, wow, that's spot on. And he talks about forgiveness, but accepting responsibility and actions. So he's like, you can't change people's actions, right? Like, you can't change if someone cheats on you, and you can't change if someone dies. But what you can change is your responsibility to deal with that and how you handle it and how your life is, you know, affected by it. And he's break all this down into like the action versus responsibility, and like how, you know, these things will happen in your lives and you can't change it and you can't put blame on the action, but you can take control of your responsibility to understand it and to accept it and to heal. And, you know, I just thought, you know, this is exactly what you're saying. Like, you've got to cut these cords, and these people, like, who may have hurt you will never know that you're forgiving them. I mean, unless you do tell them, it's like a private thing, but it becomes, I think, Gail, like you're saying, more about your own self and how you're dealing with that and the responsibility, like he's saying, to just acknowledge that you have the power within you to feel and to not be upset by a lot of these things that we don't think that we have the power to change.
Well, I'm going to just jump in here and say we do have the power, but it's once we are able to harness our subconscious, because the subconscious mind has far more power than your conscious mind. So consciously, you might want to reduce your weight by 10 pounds or so, but subconsciously, you had so many losses that your subconscious put in as a subconscious program that said, Gail can't stand any more losses, and weight is a loss, so she can't lose any more weight. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It can be a program, and then as much as you try to reduce your weight, that program's still running until you get into the subconscious and you reprogram it. Now, I call my specialty reprogramming hypnosis, one, because I've dealt with hundreds of clients, and I came to this subconscious mind theory. It's a theory. There's an operating manual, I call it, for your subconscious mind, based on how I see the subconscious mind has reacted. And one thing to understand is it's silent and it's invisible, but it's still your partner. It's actually trying to help you, protect you. It's not like our conscious ego that keeps fighting us, we're getting too conceited or something like that. No, throughout for now, ego. It's an old-fashioned term. Take in the conscious and know that sometimes it makes mistakes. So let me give you an example, because we want our subconscious to always love us and help us, and it can really take charge and take our suggestions and make it our reality. But let me give you an example of somebody who had, it was a man that came to me, a young guy, and he had a tic where his head would go back and forth, like a shaking, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the doctors, no one could stop it. It was unstoppable, so he thought. So he thought he'd try hypnosis. In hypnosis, he came to the realization that his girlfriend, who had broken up with him a month or two before, who he loved dearly, he thought he was going to marry her, abruptly broke up with him. And his subconscious, feeling that pain and denial, had his head going back and forth. No, 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 I won't accept it. When we released the anger and all the other negative emotions associated with the girlfriend, let her go with healing and blessings and everything positive, cut the cords, and then worked on him, reminding him what a wonderful individual he was and that he will and can love again. And within about a week's time, his tic stopped, completely stopped.
Wow, that's amazing.
So there's an example of the subconscious hearing what you're saying and feeling and manifesting it through your body. Now, let me give you another example that was pretty dramatic. There was a woman who came to me because her brother had died, and she was in her early 30s, and her brother was even younger, and it was very, very tragic. She was very upset about it, and we worked on releasing the pain. We don't release the beautiful memories. We keep those. We keep the love. Everything positive we keep, but you, in grief, you want to let go of the pain and the anger and the uncertainty about who you are and all those things that are negative and instead put in all the positive things. Well, we did that for her. And in a very short time, it could have been a week or two, she called me and I always check up to see how my clients are doing. And she said she's doing just fine, but an amazing thing happened. She had psoriasis on her hand and arm, that skin illness that I don't think there's any cure for it that we know that completely cures it. And her psoriasis was gone, completely gone. So the grief and all the pain was so disrupting that it was manifesting as coming out of her skin.
Wow.
And I had another client that had itching at night. Her sheets in the morning were full of blood spots. She was itching so hard. When she released, and she had a very bad breakup with her husband. When she released all the anger, all the negative emotions, she cleansed everything and she put in, again, affirmations about herself, how strong she was, how she could cope with everything, how she loved herself. Because, oh boy, you got to love yourself first, guys. You have to love and accept yourself no matter what you've done, no matter what you thought, no matter what your mom or dad said or anybody said about you. You release all the negatives and put in the positives because that is how you see you and you then have no obstacles to loving yourself. So she loved herself, and I talked to her the next day. Itching had stopped completely.
Amazing. Didn't you yourself have an experience healing grief?
Oh, my gosh.
When your father died?
Yes. My dad died when I was almost 15 years old, and I was very, very close to him. He was the most wonderful father anybody could ask for. And it was devastating for me. And what went through, there are a couple things that happened. One is the thought went through my mind, I can never be happy again because my father's gone. And that plagued me for years until 38 years later in my first, I was being certified in hypnotherapy and I went to another hypnotherapist because I wanted to experience what it was like to be the client before I was the practitioner. And I worked on that. And during that, I actually had the sense of talking with my father, expressing all that I wanted to. I never had a chance to do that. He died when he was out of town. And it was like a complete release of all the negative pain. And it used to be that I couldn't talk about him without crying and then sobbing. And none, my mom and my sister, we never talked about him because everybody would cry. So it was all pent up and it came out in the most beautiful, calm way because you're very relaxed in hypnosis. And that was so dramatic for me. And following up, when I was in my training, I volunteered for another hypnosis session. And I worked on some leftover things that had to do with my father. And what happened is I went to another lifetime. Now, we wanted to go off the track from the tradition. You can explain this if you want. If religiously it's against your beliefs, you can explain it as an analogy your subconscious gives you in order to heal. Or if you believe there is such a thing as past lives, then you can accept it at face value. But in any case, I was a woman in Polynesia. I had a grass skirt. I had two sons. I dark hair. I had long dark hair. I had a gardenia in my hair, my favorite flower. And Dr. Feldman was leading the instructor was leading the session for me, and he said, "What's wrong?" And I said, "There's a tidal wave." So he takes me out immediately because you don't want anybody to feel greatly upset, and you can do that in 2 seconds or less. and put me back in a safe place. And I was able to describe this tidal wave, and it covered the whole island and everybody was drowned. So the tears that I still at times had seemed to be linked to the tidal wave. And what was so ironic is, as a youngster, and I lived in Chicago near Lake Michigan, we didn't ever have tidal waves. When I was 6 or 7 years old, I never heard of a tidal wave, but I would dream about tidal waves in a nightmare form. And all of a sudden, I remembered, not that day when we did the session, but later on, I used to have nightmares about it. So anyway, that cleared everything having to do about my father's death. And what I wanted to see for those people who are grieving, and by the way, my mother-in-law, who I dearly, dearly loved, just passed this December. So this is all very fresh. It's very, very, thank you. It's very important to grieve and to miss the loved one. And it's very important to remember them. And it's also very important to let go of the pain. Grief is so often synonymous with sadness and with feeling hopeless and other really negative things. Your loved one wouldn't want to hurt you. And holding on to those actually can be detrimental to you. So you want to let go of that, bring in everything positive, and bring in gratitude. I thank my mother-in-law every day. She was wonderful, absolutely wonderful to me, and very loving, very kind. And I have her pictures. And every time I see her picture, I send love to her. Love is an energy. And just like we can send emails, right, and receive them across the world, love is an energy that goes all around the world and beyond. So you're doing her spirit, you're doing her memory a lot of good by that. That's doing something positive. And that's what I would suggest to people as one of the ways to heal, is to let go. You can close your eyes, take a couple deep breaths. And if you meditate, that puts you into alpha. That's the same as you are when you first start into hypnosis. You can take yourself deeper if you want to go into hypnosis deeper, but you can release. You don't have to know what all those emotions were. All you have to tell your subconscious is all the negative ones that are hurtful or other than helpful to you, that are other than helpful to your peace of mind, to living a harmonious life, to being the best person you can be. Anything that's interrupting that, I send it to the sun. I have it explode in the sun's atmosphere. Any particles are transformed into positive energy. So it's totally gone, totally out of sight, totally out of mind, and its form has changed. So it's never coming back.
So when you do these hypnosis, and I'll have to kind of wrap these up here. I know, guys, we're always rushing through these like 30-minute sessions. They go so fast. But are you able to do these remotely, or when you do hypnosis sessions, they always have to be in person?
I would say 60% is over the internet. I have my product, Reprogram Your Conscious, Use Hypnosis to Get What You Really Want, is an audiobook almost 9 hours long, and it's got 3 hypnotic guided imagery audios involved or inserted in. That has gone to 35 different countries and so many states. I can't count them quite yet. I was just counting the countries. So it goes around the world. Anyone who can speak English, and I have trained someone, because my goal is to train as many really excellent hypnotherapists in reprogramming hypnosis, because I believe the need is so great. So thank you for asking. Yes, we do it. We have protocols. We have time tested. We're always improving. And I'm working on a new program now that'll be coming out probably by the end of March, that I think can also make a difference in how we sleep and then take in all the positive suggestions.
If someone wants to get a hold of you, Gail, and connect with you and find out more, where do they go?
Gail, spelled G-A-L-E, Glassner.
G-A-L-E. Okay, go ahead.
Glassner's G-L-A, S as in Sam, S as in Sam, N as in Nancy, E as in Edward, R as in Robert.com. And there's a contact page. And if you're interested in getting your free bonus download, go to my contact page on my website, and I will give you instructions. Use the email address that you want your download sent to. And just mention, if you can, in your first email to me that you heard about me from Irene's interview.
So let me say that again to everyone. It's GALGLASSNER.com. And be sure to let Gail know that you came through the podcast and download her sample. And hopefully you, too, can start to feel much better and and heal.
Yes,
and Gail,
I'm gonna feel it out right now. I'm looking at the website, Gail. I see it. I'm gonna send you an email.
That's great, Stephanie. Your first person from the podcast.
I just wanted to tell you,
is your tip to all of our listeners for finding joy in life, Gail?
What is my answer to it?
Your tip to finding joy in life.
You have to find a perspective, a philosophical perspective on what the meaning is in your life and follow that. Making every day a happy day. When I do work with my clients, one of the things I do for each client is to select a program that says happiness is your permanent state of mind. No matter what's happening around you, when you keep happiness as your permanent state of mind, you are happy and can handle other people and other situations much, much better than otherwise. So keeping happiness there, finding out what gives you joy, never taking things personally. And I didn't even get into how much you can understand other people's programming and why they do things they do and why they aren't doing it. Their subconscious is making them do it. So we have to really understand them with compassion. We don't have to make ourselves the subject of their wrath or whatever. We can still and need to draw our boundaries, but you can certainly get, you know, relieve yourself of the hate because they didn't know they were doing it. They are.
That sounds like a whole other podcast. That would be fascinating.
Yeah. I told you I could go on forever.
Oh, we'd like you to. I think it's wonderful.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm very intrigued by this and letting go. I'm reading all your things on your website now. I need to let go of useless worry. I need to eat healthy. I need to feel good. I feel like everybody could try any of these. Like, these are just so, you know what I mean? Like, people just don't realize how much there is to offer here.
Well, I've been doing this for 8 years, and I've seen over 1,000 clients in person, and many more thousands have been buying my products. And I believe in my work. I also believe it's my life's purpose, besides my family. It's my life's purpose to get this communicated to the world, how each person can live a much happier, healthier, well-adjusted, and peaceful life.
And goodness knows this world needs it. We can all use it.
All right. Well, thanks again, Gail, for being on our podcast. And we will put these links to your website and everything again on the show notes. So if everybody wants to go to the website and grab these and then email you to get their free download, we'll pass it along. And I can't wait to try it myself. I'll give you your feedback.
I have one more thing. Thank you. Just one more thing. I've worked on over 80 categories of issues. So people say, can this hypnosis help me? Can reprogramming hypnosis help what my issue is? The odds are great. The answer is yes.
That is the best way just to end this time. And I'm going to say to be continued because I know there's another conversation here. At
Definitely.
Least another one, if not more. Thank
right?
you, Gail.
All right. Thanks, Gail. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
All right.